Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke, we love our food on this show, or just in the office.
We do, yeah. I love food.
Talk about it a lot. You make fun of me for having the same lunch and breakfast every day. I kind of marvel, or we chat about what we're having for dinner or whatever you've got in your thermos.
Yes, yeah.
Big point of discussion.
It is, but I'm also very picky. I'm not picky, but there are specific foods that I don't enjoy. At all.
Don't go there at all.
100%. Okay. And a lot of them kind of stem from my childhood. One of those is mushroom. It's just one of those things that as a kid I was like, oh, I don't like this, and just rolled with that.
I think it was a similar thing for me. There's a few foods like that with mushroom, I would say fresh tomato, like chunks of fresh tomato.
Okay.
Even prawn, something where it took me a while to get into them. And at first you could have a small amount,
mm-hmm.
and then your body just checks out.
Yeah.
But now I've got it kind of an appetite. And it is, you know, your senses do change. Everything grows up and matures. 100%. What surprises me about the mushrooms, and I'll let you talk in a minute, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
When I was here last week sitting in, supervising, getting to know you, I would say most days of the week you were raving about a mushroom ravioli recipe that you had tried.
Yeah, and that was the weird thing. I tried it, and I guess because it had lots of sauce and things on it, I was like, yeah, that's why I like it. I can stomach the flavor of mushroom.
It's ravioli that you like, not mushroom. Gotcha.
Exactly right. However, over the weekend, I had another dish with mushroom in it. It was an Alfredo, and there were like chunks of mushroom. And I was like, I'll try a bit. You know, you accidentally get some with your pasta. And I actually didn't hate it.
So it wasn't a fluke.
It wasn't a fluke. I'm starting to think that I like mushroom.
I mean, anything's possible.
It is. So the world is a weird place.
And we're talking very sanitized supermarket mushrooms as well. We're not getting into the plaque fungus or any of the niche stuff.
Just normal white button mushrooms. I do have here this morning.
You do?
A whole mushroom.
Are you feeling peckish?
I'm feeling like I want to try this once and for all, settle the debate.
And this is a good test. It's unseasoned. It's unprepared. It's just plucked out of
it. It's literally just a whole mushroom.
All right. Well, do we have some sort of ominous drone we can try here?
We might. Let's see what we can do. Hang on. What's this like? Oh, I like that. Perfect.
That's the sound of a decision being made.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I've got a little piece here. I will warn you, I can already smell it, and I'm a little bit like, oh, not in for that. But I'll try it. It's going in.
A little tiny, tiny nibble she is making right now. She's thinking over.
Nah. Nah, I can't swallow that. That's not good. No.
I don't think, maybe a cold carrot, maybe a stick of celery as far as raw vegetables
that
go.
That is not okay.
Yeah, I don't think you set yourself up for success.
That was very strong. So no go on fresh mushroom. Maybe I like it cooked, but that's not good. I nearly gagged then. That was not a good time.
We will not see you at the Glossop roadside fruit stall.
Not for mushroom anytime soon, no.